Hi, this is Sonya Amon-Ra. This is my actual second podcast. And I'm going to talk on the impact of television. As we know that a lot of us watch television quite often, a lot of us are going to the Facebook as an alternative. But I want each one of us that are listening to me, especially those who watch television, I want you to do a workshop for me, okay? I want you to write down how many shows you see a day, and of those shows, how many are actually African American or Black in the course of the day, including commercials. Just get a time worksheet, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, however long you watch, and the shows that you watch. And also ask yourself what type of images these characters in the television are promoting. A lot of us watch TV often. I mean, it's like family gets together, we watch TV, it's family time. It's also an informational tool, it's entertainment. But a lot of Blacks, our opinions of who white people are based on what we see on television. When we really think about it, a lot of us don't really communicate with a lot of white people other than work or community projects. So a lot of our opinions of white people are based on what we see on TV. For example, when we watch TV, they're the smarter ones. They're the brilliant ones. They're the ones with the solutions. They're the heroes. They're the ones with the perfect families. They're the ones that try to make things right. But at the same token, when we watch TV, we see them killing. There is so much violence on TV. And another thing I also want you to do is note how many murders you see in the course of a TV show. How many murders that you see when you watch CSI, note it down. When you watch all these shows that you think are entertainment, write down how many killings do you see in the course of a day. How many violent killings in the course of the day with the television shows that you watch. And the reason I'm asking you this, a lot of things we watch and we're not really conscious of it or the purpose of it or why it's there. But when you watch TV, I know with me personally, certain shows I do not watch. Empire, I do not watch, period. At all. I do not watch Scandal. The reason I don't watch Scandal, because it shows a Black woman got to sleep with a white man in order to get somewhere. So that's not a good image of who we Black women are that have worked and moved our ways up the hard tracks of the ladder. So no, I don't watch Scandal. Empire, nothing positive about our Black males and women. We have to stand up. When we see people that put negative images about our Black men, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up. It used to be a time back in the 50s. If women stood up with their men, next to their men. If you say something about them and it's the first thing to come out their sister's mouth, now wait a minute, that's my man. Even though the brother can take care of himself, we get that. But when you mess with one, you mess with others. And anybody talk about a Black man or talk about a Black woman? Because a lot of these misconceptions of who our Black men come from miseducation. For example, they go to Chicago, where it has imposed generational poverty and all these other issues. But however, there are over 100,000 cities in the country. But you're going to use Chicago as a role model for Black men, even though white kids and white men are going in here doing massacres and slavery, all these things. But yet you have this sick image, and it's all a mind control, that Black men are dangerous. There are a lot of good Black men in this country. Well, I said, well, my relationship, your relationship, but you got a son. I'm sure you got an uncle or some positive male role in your life somewhere, around you somewhere. They're not hard to find. So they are good Black. We got to stop letting these people talk down to our Black men. Yes, there are some that needs improvement. There are some white ones that need improvement. You know, that's no different. But as the overall masses, our overall image of our Black men, we Black women have to stand up and say, leave our black men alone. Let us deal with our own. Don't tear down our black. Don't let anybody, because anybody tear down a black man or tear down a black woman. Now, as we go to the TV, I want you to write down, even the commercials you see, how many commercials you see, and what the commercials entail. Most of the commercials I've seen generally is about medical stuff. But I want you maybe see something different, okay? But most, if we look at our projected mental image of what we have of white people, is generally what we see on TV, because very few of us really associate that much with white people, and largely because we don't trust them, largely because they don't live in our communities. We don't connect them with no more than work. But if you look at that TV, and I want you to sit down, you know, if you see a show, who's the hero? And also, and I don't know why these white people have to have an accent that seems smarter than everybody else. All of these are mind control type things. Hitler used something very similar during the Holocaust. But a lot of us are not even conscious of it. Because, like I said, TV is entertainment. The bigger TV you had, you know, the better. It's actually entertainment. But we have to understand the whole agenda behind this entertainment and why is it constantly white people you see as a hero, as a brilliant one, the smart one, the good ones, the one with the solution, where historically it's totally 360 degrees around. I'm not saying there are not any good white people, but obviously not enough to change the institutionalized racist system that we live in. And we need to see it for what it is. I'm talking about overall, okay? I'm not talking about one particular area. I'm just talking about overall. So I want all of y'all to look at the TVs. Just try this little experiment. Write down how many positive black shows that you see in the course of a day. And how many programs you enjoy. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, blue, or purple. And then write down how many black images on there, and also write down what you perceive as a positive image for black people in the course of days. And look at some of your major shows that you have and that you watch in the course of a day. Also, look at the commercials that you do. Just do the experiment, and feel free to inbox me on Facebook, Sonya Amin-Ra, as to what you find out. That's Sonya Amin-Ra, S-O-N-Y-A, last name A-M-E-N-R-A, as to what you come up with. So thank you for listening, and tune in again. And have a wonderful and blessed day. Hi, this is Sonya Amin-Ra. This is my actual second podcast. And I'm going to talk on the impact of television. As we know that a lot of us watch television quite often, a lot of us are going to the Facebook as an alternative. But I want each one of us that are listening to me, especially those who watch television, I want you to do a workshop for me, okay? I want you to write down how many shows you see a day, and of those shows, how many are actually African American or black in the course of the day, including commercials. Just get a time worksheet, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, however long you watch, and the shows that you watch. And also ask yourself what type of images these characters in the television are promoting. A lot of us watch TV often. I mean, it's like family gets together, we watch TV, it's family time. It's also an informational tool, it's entertainment. But a lot of blacks, our opinions of who white people are based on what we see on television. When we really think about it, a lot of us don't really communicate with a lot of white people other than work or community projects. So a lot of our opinions of white people are based on what we see on TV. For example, when we watch TV, they're the smarter ones. They're the brilliant ones. They're the ones with the solutions. They're the heroes. They're the ones with the perfect families. They're the ones that try to make things right. But at the same token, when we watch TV, we see them killing. There is so much violence on TV. And another thing I also want you to do is note how many murders you see in the course of a TV show. How many murders that you see when you watch CSI, note it down. When you watch all these shows that you think are entertainment, write down how many killings do you see in the course of a day. How many violent killings in the course of the day with the television shows that you watch. And the reason I'm asking you this, a lot of things we watch and we're not really conscious of it or the purpose of it or why it's there. But when you watch TV, I know with me personally, certain shows I do not watch. Empire, I do not watch, period. At all. I do not watch Scandal. Reason I don't watch Scandal, because it shows a black woman got to sleep with a white man in order to get somewhere. So that's not a good image of who we black women are that have worked and moved our ways up the hard tracks of the ladder. So no, I don't watch Scandal. Empire, nothing positive about our black males. And women, we have to stand up. When we see people that put negative images about our black men, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up. It used to be a time back in the 50s. If women stood up with their men, next to their men. If you say something about them and it's the first thing come out that sister mouth, now wait a minute, that's my man. Even though the brother can take care of himself, we get that. But when you mess with one, you mess with others. And anybody talk about a black man or talk about a black woman. Because a lot of these misconceptions of who our black men come from miseducation. For example, they go to Chicago, where it has imposed generational poverty and all these other issues. But however, there are over 100,000 cities in the country. But you're going to use Chicago as a role model for black men, even though white kids and white men are going in here doing massacres and slavery, all these things. But yet you have this sick image, and it's all a mind control, that black men are dangerous. There are a lot of good black men in this country. Well, I said, well, my relationship, your relationship, but you got a son. I'm sure you got an uncle or some positive male role in your life somewhere, around you somewhere. They're not hard to find. So they are good black. We got to stop letting these people talk down to our black men. Yes, there are some that needs improvement. There's some white ones that need improvement. You know, that's no different. But as the overall masses, our overall image of our black men, we black women have to stand up and say, leave our black men alone. Let us deal with our own. Don't tear down our black. Don't let anybody, because anybody tear down a black man or tear down a black woman. Now, as we go to the TV, I want you to write down even the commercials you see. How many commercials you see and what the commercials entail. Most of the commercials I've seen generally is about medical stuff. But I want you maybe see something different, okay? But most, if we look at our projected mental image of what we have of white people is generally what we see on TV, because very few of us really associate that much with white people, and largely because we don't trust them, largely because they don't live in our communities. We don't connect them with no more than work. But if you look at that TV, and I want you to sit down, you know, if you see a show, who's the hero? And also, and I don't know why these white people have to have an accent that seems smarter than everybody else. All of these are mind control type things. Hitler used something very similar during the Holocaust. But a lot of us are not even conscious of it. Because like I said, TV is entertainment. The bigger TV you had, you know, the better. It's actually entertainment. But we have to understand the whole agenda behind this entertainment and why is it constantly white people you see as a hero, as a brilliant one, the smart one, the good ones, the one with the solution, where historically it's totally 360 degrees around. I'm not saying there are not any good white people, but obviously not enough to change the institutionalized racist system that we live in. And we need to see it for what it is. I'm talking about overall, okay? I'm not talking about one particular area. I'm just talking about overall. So I want all of y'all to look at the TVs. Just try this little experiment. Write down how many positive black shows that you see in the course of a day. And how many programs you enjoy. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, blue, or purple. And then write down how many black images on there. And also write down what you perceive as a positive image for black people in the course of days. And look at some of your major shows that you have and that you watch in the course of a day. Also, look at the commercials that you do. Just do the experiment. And feel free to inbox me on Facebook, Sonya Amin Ra, as to what you find out. That's Sonya Amin Ra, S-O-N-Y-A, last name A-M-E-N-R-A, as to what you come up with. So thank you for listening, and tune in again. And have a wonderful and blessed day. Hi, this is Sonya Amin Ra. This is my actual second podcast. And I'm going to talk on the impact of television. As we know that a lot of us watch television quite often, a lot of us are going to the Facebook as an alternative. But I want each one of us that are listening to me, especially those who watch television, I want you to do a workshop for me, okay? I want you to write down how many shows you see a day, and of those shows, how many are actually African American or black in the course of the day, including commercials. Just get a time worksheet, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, however long you watch, and the shows that you watch. And also ask yourself what type of images these characters in the television are promoting. A lot of us watch TV often. I mean, it's like family gets together, we watch TV, it's family time. It's also an informational tool, it's entertainment. But a lot of blacks, our opinions of who white people are based on what we see on television. When we really think about it, a lot of us don't really communicate with a lot of white people other than work or community projects. So a lot of our opinions of white people are based on what we see on TV. For example, when we watch TV, they're the smarter ones. They're the brilliant ones. They're the ones with the solutions. They're the heroes. They're the ones with the perfect families. They're the ones that try to make things right. But at the same token, when we watch TV, we see them killing. There is so much violence on TV. And another thing I also want you to do is note how many murders you see in the course of a TV show. How many murders that you see when you watch CSI, note it down. When you watch all these shows that you think are entertainment, write down how many killings do you see in the course of a day. How many violent killings in the course of the day with the television shows that you watch. And the reason I'm asking you this, a lot of things we watch and we're not really conscious of it or the purpose of it or why it's there. But when you watch TV, I know with me personally, Certain shows I do not watch. Empire, I do not watch, period. At all. I do not watch Scandal. Reason I don't watch Scandal, because it shows a black woman got to sleep with a white man in order to get somewhere. So that's not a good image of who we black women are that have worked and moved our ways up the hard tracks of the ladder. So no, I don't watch Scandal. Empire, nothing positive about our black males. And women, we have to stand up. When we see people that put negative images about our black men, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up. It used to be a time back in the 50s. If women stood up with their men, next to their men. If you say something about them and it's the first thing come out that sister mouth, now wait a minute, that's my man. Even though the brother can take care of himself, we get that. But when you mess with one, you mess with others. And anybody talk about a black man or talk about a black woman. Because a lot of these misconceptions of who our black men come from miseducation. For example, they go to Chicago, where it has imposed generational poverty and all these other issues. But however, there are over 100,000 cities in the country. But you're going to use Chicago as a role model for black men, even though white kids and white men are going in here doing massacres and slavery, all these things. But yet you have this sick image, and it's all a mind control, that black men are dangerous. There are a lot of good black men in this country. Well, I said, well, my relationship, your relationship, but you got a son. I'm sure you got an uncle or some positive male role in your life somewhere, around you somewhere. They're not hard to find. So they are good black. We got to stop letting these people talk down to our black men. Yes, there are some that needs improvement. There's some white ones that need improvement. You know, that's no different. But as the overall masses, our overall image of our black men, we black women have to stand up and say, leave our black men alone. Let us deal with our own. Don't tear down our black. Don't let anybody, because anybody tear down a black man or tear down a black woman. Now, as we go to the TV, I want you to write down even the commercials you see. How many commercials you see and what the commercials entail. Most of the commercials I've seen generally is about medical stuff. But I want you maybe see something different, okay? But most, if we look at our projected mental image of what we have of white people, is generally what we see on TV, because very few of us really associate that much with white people, and largely because we don't trust them, largely because they don't live in our communities. We don't connect them with no more than work. But if you look at that TV, and I want you to sit down, you know, if you see a show, who's the hero? And also, and I don't know why these white people have to have an accent that seems smarter than everybody else. All of these are mind control type things. Hitler used something very similar during the Holocaust, but a lot of us are not even conscious of it, because like I said, TV is entertainment. The bigger TV you had, you know, the better. It's actually entertainment. But we have to understand the whole agenda behind this entertainment, and why is it constantly white people you see as a hero, as a brilliant one, the smart one, the good ones, the one with the solution, where historically it's totally 360 degrees around. I'm not saying there are not any good white people, but obviously not enough to change the institutionalized racist system that we live in. And we need to see it for what it is. I'm talking about overall, okay? I'm not talking about one particular area. I'm just talking about overall. So I want all of y'all to look at the TVs. Just try this little experiment. Write down how many positive black shows that you see in the course of a day. And how many programs you enjoy. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, blue, or purple. And then write down how many black images on there. And also write down what you perceive as a positive image for black people in the course of days. And look at some of your major shows that you have and that you watch in the course of a day. Also, look at the commercials that you do. Just do the experiment. And feel free to inbox me on Facebook, Sonya Amin-Ra, as to what you find out. So that's Sonya Amin-Ra, S-O-N-Y-A, last name A-M-E-N-R-A, as to what you come up with. So thank you for listening, and tune in again. And have a wonderful and blessed day.